introduce the first of tonight's speakers, Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy and I'm an addict.
Hello.
Hello, I'm so nervous. My heart is pounding and I feel like I just want to run away, but I know that I have to sit in the seat and talk for 10 to 15 minutes, so I will do that. And hopefully I'll be able to speak and something will come out and have a fear of I'll just sit here and be like, or it'll just come out jumbly and you'll be like, what the hell is she on about? But I'm here to carry the message to the newcomer. So hopefully I can speak through my experience speak to the newcomer in the room, and hopefully they'll get something from this and be like, ah, yes, or if they don't, then that's fine, just keep coming back and you will get it. So there we go. So yeah, anyone who's new to NA, hello and welcome. I know exactly how you're feeling right now. Probably how I'm feeling right now. When I first came in this room, I was sitting over there in that corner and I was so scared, probably like I'm feeling now. I just wanted to just like sit in my chair as low as I could be, just like covering my head with my hair, just like, I hope no one sees me. I just hated every minute, just like sitting there, just like, oh, this is horrible. But then I just relaxed a little bit and tried to just like listen and take it all in. And but I just felt like I'm really now just really like hot and really just like, oh. So I had my first meeting sitting over there. I was really nervous at first, thinking like, because I heard the word heroin and prison, and I was just like, oh, I've not done either of those. Like, I'm not able to join Narcotics Anonymous because I've not taken heroin, I've not been to prison. So therefore, I'm not an addict. Therefore, what am I doing here? I've blown the whole thing out of proportion. I've dramatised everything. I'm not really an addict. I should just go and leave now before they find me out and find out I'm not a real addict. So that's what I was thinking. But I was just sitting there in that corner just like, oh, this is so like awkward, and I was just really frightened. And then everyone at the end like stood up and all held hands and did the serenity prayer, and I just stood there just like, oh my god, what am I doing here? But something in me I went away and was just like, I'll never do that ever again. But then I had like the week to think about it, and then I did. My friend that I'd come with, I said, oh, can I come again to the meeting? She's like, yeah, cool. So I came again. And she was like saying, go and like get your white key ring. Like, this is the night you can go and like collect the white key ring. And I was like, I'm not getting up. I'm not standing. No way. Please don't make me stand up. So the meeting, I kind of got it a little bit more that time. I just sat and listened and just like, I'd been really like rushing and really just like, ugh. I just sat there and just like tried to be calm and still, and something kind of like happened in my head, and I just was still and listening to everyone, and I started to like, people kept coming up and giving me hugs and stuff, and sorry, I'm having to have a sip of water. Okay, yeah, so people kind of kept coming up and like showing me like love and niceness, and I was just like, what do you want? Why are you being so nice? But really suspicious of everyone, just thinking, what are they all on? So at the end of the meeting, my friend was like, go on, this is, they did the key ring countdown. I was like, oh god, I'm going to have to get up. And then the other people, so like the white key ring, the most important person in the room, and I was like, oh. And so got up, like, really just like, oh, I really don't want to get up, but I did, and then my friend started crying, and I was like, oh no, everyone's going to start looking now, and drawing even more attention. I was like, it's like going, Jackie, stop. sorry, anonymity. I just held this thing in my hand, and something inside me was, something kind of changed, and I just kept hearing the words, keep coming back, and I just thought, okay, I'm just going to keep coming back, and just kind of, keep coming back. So that's what I did. I came to this meeting for lots and lots of weeks, and this is the only meeting I came to because it was a speaker's meeting, so I didn't ever have to speak because I was still so nervous. I was so scared. I was so afraid. And so, like, I had no confidence. I had, like, because when I had been using drugs, I'm not going to talk about using drugs because that's boring, and we all know how to do that. So when I took drugs to make me feel more confident, more this, more that, and none of that worked. So when I didn't have anything, I was just like, oh no, what am I going to have now? Like, literally just like this afraid, broken, scared little girl, like just absolutely... I was still really, lots of pain, lots of misery, lots of just feeling really lonely and just didn't really know kind of how it was going to get better. People kept saying, it's all going to be okay, you never have to use again. Don't like feel your feelings, don't pick up on your feelings. And I was like, oh, this is a bit, like, I don't really understand how it worked. But anyway, so got my white key ring and just felt really excited and kept coming back to this meeting. And every time I kept coming back, like, like someone else would speak to me, or I just felt myself kind of letting people in a little bit more, and so just kind of let my guard down a little bit. And then so at 6 months passed and I was still exactly the same person. I thought I'd, like, because I'd not taken a drug or drank for 6 months, I was like, I'm amazing, I'm brilliant, this great person, just because I'd stopped. But I was exactly the same person still. Like, the more I went to meetings, the more I found out, like, about myself. Other people talked about selfish, like being special and different, or thinking they were special and different. And I was like, oh my God, like, I think all of those things. So it's, the seed was planted. I thought, I connect with what people are saying, so something must be happening. And I just started feeling like more part of it and stuff. So sorry, I'm making no sense to myself, so I hope this is making sense to someone else. So started after 6 months. I was sitting just in that seat now, and a woman was speaking, and I just got exactly what she was saying. I was just like, oh my God, I get it. I get exactly I just got all the feelings and got all the stuff that she was saying. I just connected and got it, and I thought, oh, this is what happens when they talk about, like, finding someone that you like what they have and go and ask that person to be your sponsor. So I like sent her this text message. I was scared to get her number, so like I ran up to her and was like, can I get your number? And she was like, yeah, okay. So sent this long email, this text message saying, please can you be my sponsor, and she said yeah. So that was the start of something really, really beautiful for me, because she gave me more confidence, and I started going to 3 meetings a week at this point, and started to have to share, to like let people in, because I was still exactly the same person. I was so scared still of talking, because I thought, I don't want to let these people in. I'm scared of like what's going to come out, because I didn't, from the outside, I've always pretended everything's okay. So like in my using, I had a job, I had a boyfriend, I had a house and all these kind of things, but inside I was absolutely broken inside and wanted to die all the time, and all these like misery and pain and all this horrible stuff. But on the outside, I made out like everything was fine, and then in recovery, I make out like everything's fine. I want you all to think I'm like this amazing, like perfect person who never has a worry or never has anything going on. I'm like, no, everything's fine. If I say it enough times, then people will believe it. But obviously it's not. And people, like, no, the more I let people in, the more I share in meetings and will say, like, I don't really know what to say. I don't know how to be honest, because, like, I've never been honest. I've always just pretended and covered up my feelings. If I have a feeling, I just go out and take loads of drugs and drink, and then that doesn't end in very well. So having to, like, do things clean was really, really hard. And even now, I'm still really scared of, like, speaking in meetings, because I don't like letting people in. But I know that honesty is the only way that I'm going to be well. And I know that I can't do anything on my own. My way is disaster. It's chaotic. It's just nightmare, horrible, and lots of pain, lots of misery, and just carnage. And I know from coming to meetings... Sorry, more water. Mm-hmm. By going to meetings and sharing and getting honest and saying what is actually going on for me and not pretending everything's okay, because that's my defence mechanism of everything's fine, look at the birdie, just reflecting anything so I don't have to speak about myself, which is really weird, because I like speaking, but then I don't at the same time. I'm like, sometimes, like, once I get going, I can speak forever, but otherwise I'll just sit there like, oh, just this mute. But yeah, so for me, so this time last year I was this broken little thing, and then I think I can feel it, that I've grown from being held in the fellowship, and that's from kind of coming to meetings regularly, doing my 1990, connecting with fellows, doing like everything that was suggested to me, I did. So like go to as many meetings you can, do your 1990, go to the meeting after the meeting, do all the coffees, do all the stuff, like just start letting people in and just get honest. And that was the main thing, like just be on, that was the first thing I had to do, was be honest. And oh gosh, yeah. See, I can't shut up now. Now I'm getting going. So being honest, that was a massive thing, because I can't do anything on my own. I have to ask for help, and that's asking for help through my sponsor, through my fellows in meetings, like asking, even if it's like, I don't know how to get honest, I don't know how to ask for help, I don't know how to live my life like without drugs, because I don't know any other way. And this year I've had to learn to do things through another way, through doing my steps and through going to meetings and doing things that I didn't know how to do before. And through doing that, I've been able to get more confidence, more self-esteem, and be there for other people. Like now it's not all about me, and I don't have to feel so self-obsessed. I can be there for other people, and I can listen to what is going on for other people and understand how they're feeling, and yeah, just get through life without picking up a drink or a drug. And it's 11 and a half months that I've not picked up a drug. And in that time, I've been to Ibiza and stayed. That's probably not recommended, but I did it. And that's from being in contact with all the amazing, lovely lady friends, because I know that you have to stick with the girls if you're a girl and stick with the guys if you're a guy. And just being connected and just sharing what's going on and being connected to those amazing people, because they help me stay clean, because I can't do it on my own and I need to ask for help. And just having my phone, my BBM or my text or my phone calls, that helps me be connected to my higher power through speaking to other people. And I've ran a marathon because I'd stopped drinking and taking drugs, and then thought, right, what can I do now? I'll start running. So I just ran every day and started, instead of drinking and taking drugs every day. So that was good. So it proves that you can do anything you want to do. You can put your mind to it. So I just focus now all on my recovery and being there for other people and just living each day at a time and just getting through each day, being the best person I can be, and be honest, 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 and just like bash out the denial of like thinking, am I an addict? I'm definitely an addict, and I can admit that now, and I'm at peace with it, and I can accept it, and just be able to help other people. And so I've got so much to be grateful for through NA. So I've basically got a life now, because before I didn't have a life, and I was just really always wanting to die and wanting the world to swallow me up or just thinking of a way out. And then now I kind of have this fear of dying now, because I love life so much now, and I'm like, I just want to live forever. And really, really, I want like nothing to ever end. I know that recovery doesn't have to end, and one day at a time I can keep coming back and like live life. And now I've learned to like laugh, and I've learned to like just do like just stuff. Like I look up when I'm walking around, and for example, this Christmas I've noticed Christmas lights. I'm like, wow, isn't it? It's like discovering my senses for the first time, and it's like literally coming out of my cave that I've been in for all those years, and I just notice lights and like the sky. And it sounds really cheesy, but I like just wake up, and some days I wake up and I'm like, ugh. But I pray, I'll call a friend, I'll be like, this is how I'm feeling, and I'll phone my sponsor and share honestly what's going on, and then I'll do my suggested things, and then I think, okay, it's my negative thinking in my head will all the time be like, you're shit, this is all rubbish, this is just always will tell me like bad things. And then the reality is I just can't listen to that, what's going on in my head, because it will always just want me to be outside getting drunk and taking drugs and doing the harmful negative things rather than doing a positive thing, which is coming to a meeting like this tonight and sharing and getting honest and just learning to live life and one day at a time being clean and serene. And so I can't do it on my own without causing chaos, but we can, I learned. And thank you, Charlie, for asking me for doing this tonight. It's really nice to be here, because this is such a special meeting to me, because it's the first meeting I ever came to, and the first meeting I met my sponsor, and it's very dear to me. And NA's really, really changed my life. It's given me a life, and I'm very grateful. And Yeah, I'm going to keep coming back and doing your suggestions and keep reading that blue book I was given on my first day. I got my white key ring, so I'm kind of marking bits through it, like with pink highlighter pens and stuff at the moment. So that's my, yeah, that's my book for Christmas, what I'm going to be reading. So thank you, everyone, for listening, and I hope it's made some sense to the newcomers. And thank you, Anae. Thank you.